Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Look with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Monday, December 2nd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
There's very little point, really, in focusing on formation of government until we have cleared life in terms of the strength of each party, the strength of independence.
34th Dáil takes shape as Health Minister Stephen Donnelly loses his seat and Joe Biden pardons his son, Hunter. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has lost his seat in Wicklow with Fine Gael's Edward Timmins taking the fourth and final spot in the constituency in the last hour. 161 TDs have been elected to the 34th Dáil so far, with counting set to resume in a number of constituencies. 12 seats are yet to be filled. Fianna Fáil is set to be the largest party when the final results are in. The Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman held on to his seat in Dublin West last night, becoming the only party member to do so. Speaking after his election, he says the rebuilding process starts straight away.
As I say, the work of rebuilding the Green Party starts. We've been knocked out before, we've come back, and we will come back. It'll take a couple of years, but we will come back and we will grow our council seats and be back represented in the next Dáil.
Fianna Fáil has secured three seats in the Carlow Kilkenny constituency, with Fine Gael and Sinn Féin also picking up one each. John McGuinness says Fianna Fáil has done very well.
Very positive. I topped the poll, 14.5% of the vote. Did very well in terms of the party, 36% in Carlow Kilkenny. So I'm really looking forward to applying my energy and ability to doing the business for Carlow Kilkenny, and also to, first and foremost, do the business for the country.
Aintu's Paul Lawless took the fifth seat in the Mayo constituency on the 11th count. He's delighted the party secured a second seat.
We doubled our vote from 2020. And we have 42 amazing candidates right across this country who put in a tremendous effort and are offering a real credible alternative in this country, which is crucially important, I believe, for democracy.
Well, the final two Dáil seats in the constituency of Meath East were filled last night. Independent Gillian Toole and Fianna Fáil's Thomas Byrne completed the lineup. Newstalk's Tom Douglas has more.
It took an entire day of counting, but Minister Helen McEntee was first over the line. That was late on Saturday night. She was followed by the 2020 poll topper, Sinn Féin's Darren O'Rourke, on Sunday. He was elected on transfers from his party colleague Maria White. I asked Darren O'Rourke to reflect on a campaign with a second candidate in the area, as opposed to the last time where he was the sole Sinn Féin competitor.
We have grown and developed as a party in this constituency, in this county, in recent years. Maria was elected at the local elections on a very strong mandate.
Independent Gillian Toole, a long-time councillor and pharmacist in the county, was elected in the 13th and final count. She wouldn't be drawn on whether she'd speak to Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil about potentially working with the government.
Totally early days for anything like that, to be honest. At this stage, I'm just about standing here. My brain isn't even thinking strategically like anything like that.
Thomas Byrne from Fianna Fáil was elected in that same 13th count, his fourth time being sent to the Dáil. He thanked his supporters and voters.
I have to say, even to this day, walking into Dáil Éireann, it is such a privilege, such an honour, and I hope I live up to the responsibility that my constituents have entrusted in me.
Tom Douglas in Dunamore Ashburn GAA Club.
A married couple will be heading to the 34th Dáil. Husband and wife, Fine Gael TDs Sean Brophy and Maeve O'Connell, were elected in the Dublin South West and Dublin Rathdown regions respectively. Maeve O'Connell says they won't be mixing up each other's paperwork, but will focus on what needs to be done.
What I was afraid of was at some point one of us would arrive somewhere and have the other person's leaflets in the back of their car and ruin an entire night's work. So somehow we managed to avoid that. So I think we'll be fine. I think it's TD community safety. It was certainly an issue that came up everywhere, both within our communities but also going into town, the city centre. And I would look forward to us doing more work in that area.
In other news, US President Joe Biden has pardoned his son Hunter despite repeatedly promising he wouldn't do so. The 54-year-old had been convicted of gun charges and pleaded guilty to tax evasion. He was due to be sentenced later this month but will no longer face jail time, sparking criticism from Donald Trump. Eric Tucker, a reporter in Washington with the Associated Press, says the president's U-turn is notable.
President Biden has said that in looking at the facts of the case, he had concluded that Hunter Biden was singled out in, quote, a miscarriage of justice, and was prosecuted because he was the president's son. So he has determined that the cases were unfair and that Hunter Biden deserved credit for having turned his life around.
A rebel insurgency in Syria is now making advances on the city of Hama after they claim control of Aleppo. Russian and Syrian warplanes are trying to end the rebel offensive. Iran's promised to help the Syrian regime. Security and defence analyst Declan Power says Russia is trying to show its strength in Syria.
Because of Islamic Jihad groupings having made some ground, you're seeing particularly Russia way back into this war. And it's important in a way, it's an important opportunity for Russia to flex its muscles on a stage outside of the Ukrainian war, particularly to countries that look to Russia for support or guidance.
There's a warning about online fraudsters in the run-up to Christmas. Research from Fraud Smart shows more than 1 in 10 people who lost money in a scam reported losing over €500. The Banking and Payments Federation has launched a new tool to help detect scammers. A former MasterChef contestant has claimed he considered quitting the show because of a toxic environment. Speaking anonymously, he said allegations Greg Wallace made sexual comments towards staff and celebrity guests are just the tip of the iceberg. The host has called his accusers middle-class women of a certain age and posted a series of defiant Instagram videos. Sport now, and in soccer, Liverpool lead at the top of the Premier League table is now 9 points. Arne Slot's team beat Manchester City by 2-0 at Anfield yesterday, a result which leaves the reigning champions 11 points from the summit. City have now failed to win any of their last 7 matches in all competitions. Elsewhere, Manchester United picked up their first win in the league under Ruben Amorim thanks to a 4-0 defeat of Everton, while Chelsea beat Aston Villa 3-0, while Tottenham and Fulham played out a 1-1 draw. And the Republic of Ireland women's squad will train again today as they continue preparation for tomorrow's Euro 2025 playoff showdown with Wales. The tie is delicately poised at 1-1 as both sides bid to reach next summer's finals in Switzerland. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.